as I said, Don and I are going to be leaving next week after church, so I will be preaching next Sunday. But that means you're only going to get three sermons this month on stewardship, because I'm not sure who's going to be preaching the next 2 weeks and what their topic will be. I'm talking with some people right now to try to nail that down, who's going to be speaking. But last week we looked at tithing. We looked at Malachi, which is the traditional stewardship emphasis and focus, and what everybody thinks of when you think of stewardship. But this week we're going to look a little bit different. We're going to be looking in Ephesians chapter 4, starting with the 11th verse. We're going to go 11 through 16. And in this passage here, remember, we're reading this for stewardship. Okay, so let's take a look at it. It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind and teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Let's pray. Father God, we come before You and we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the lessons You have here in it. Lord, we pray that Your Holy Spirit would now open these Scriptures for us. Open our hearts and our minds to receive the lesson that You have for us today. Lord, show us the newness and freshness of Your Word each and every day. Father, I pray for Your anointing to be upon me as I come and preach this morning, that I would speak only Your Word, and that wherever I would deviate from Your will, You would strike me silent. If anything should slip through my mouth that's not of You, Lord, that You would cause it not to be heard. Lord, that whatever I say that might get in the way of Your message would just be removed, that Your message would come clear, and that each person here would be encouraged and blessed by Your Word, that You would be the one lifted up and glorified, and Your name the one praised. Father, be here present in our midst now. In Jesus' name. Amen. I said, it doesn't sound like a stewardship passage. Certainly it's not the first one that most people think of. But remember, what's stewardship about? It's about us recognizing, first off, that God owns it all, and that we're just here to take care of it and watch over it and work it to God's glory. Do what it is that He wants us to do with it. Well, He gives us gifts, each one. We see this topic in several places. Now, again, another thing I don't like to do is just take one point of Scripture, one verse, and if it's the only verse that talks about that idea in Scripture, lean real heavy on that. And that's a bad idea. But when we find a teaching that's taught again and again and again throughout the entirety of Scripture, that's one that we can say, hey, this is a basic principle. This is something that we can go back to. This is something that God is saying we need to pay attention to. Well, throughout, Scripture, we're told about the body of Christ, and particularly in the epistles. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8, we have another passage which sounds very similar to the one I just read. Now, I just did a sermon on this one, which was 54 minutes in length. We're not going to do that one today. Where I spoke to the Hmong youth group about being living sacrifices, about being the body of Christ for God. Let's just hit a couple high points here. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. I'm going to jump on down and go to verse 4. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. Man's gift is prophesying, let him prophesy, etc. And close on. My glasses that are causing this thing to weep? I don't know. Here we are, once again, we're told that we each have gifts. But we're told that these gifts are for the use of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The lesson again is literally the same. Start with verse 7. It says, now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given to the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts by the one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different tongues, and still to another interpretation tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and He gave them to each one just as He determines. Then on to verse 12, it talks about then the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and through all its parts are many. They form one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by the one Spirit into the body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free. We are all given one Spirit to drink. Okay, we'll stop there. These passages are laying out and showing us that each one of us here has been given a gift from God. Some of us sometimes question that. Say, do I really have a gift? What's my spiritual gifting? I've had this discussion with many of you. Right, Rachel? Evangelism. She's an evangelist. She is. She sits people in her chair as a beautician, and she shares the gospel with them. She invites them to church. She talks about different things. And she talks about Jesus. Why? Because she can't shut up about it. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's her gift, and it's part of the body of Christ. And if she didn't do that, we would be less because of it. Elaine. I'm going to pick on Elaine. Gift of hospitality. The deans, both Emmett and Elaine, throughout their lives, they invite people over. They say, come on over, have dinner with us. They invite guests. See, they have that gift. Say, what's my gift? I don't know what my gift is. Well, we can usually figure it out without taking too much time. Where is God putting the burden of your heart? That's usually the best place to look at. Which way is He drawing you? If you can't shut up, maybe you're an evangelist. If you got to shove food down people's throat, maybe you got hospitality. If you're always giving stuff away, well, maybe you have the gift of giving. What is God doing with you? What is He trying to do? What burden is He putting on your heart for people? Okay, there's your gift. Now, we all think, well, this is my gift, and I'm supposed to take care of my gift. It's not. That's not the way it's supposed to be. See, the gifts that God has given me is one of an encourager. Okay? I'm not the best preacher on the planet. I can preach. But I know I'm not the best. But I know that if there's somebody that's hurting, I need to be there with them. That's the way I'm wired. Now, if I didn't go and be with people when they were hurting, I would be denying my gift. And if I didn't do it in the context of the church, I would be denying the church that part of the body which it requires to be whole. You see, when we don't bring our gifts together, we have a partial body. It's like I only had one arm. And I hate it when I lose a name. What? Black Knight, yes. But what's the group? Oh, no, Black Knight. Search for the Holy Grail. Monty Python, that's... Why can't I be on no legs, no arms, bouncing around? It's only a flesh wound. Often the church acts like that. It's only a flesh wound. We ignore the fact that we don't have two arms, two legs. Bouncing around saying, yes, we can do the job. No, we can't. We need the whole body. There isn't somebody who can say, hey, we don't need you. Your gift isn't important. Wrong! Now, the Hmong kids, they got the benefit of the video. I showed my video, 10-minute video of Voltron. You're not going to get that today, sorry. I know, disappointed. But we did the whole thing where Voltron is what? Different parts. They have to come together to form Voltron. And when they form Voltron, then they can kick any bad guys behind. But up until that point, man, they get kicked all over the place. Hello, the body of Christ, the church. And you say, Pastor, okay, what does this got to do with stewardship? Hello? If we don't use our gifts properly, that's the definition of poor stewardship. Using the gifts God gave us means that we need to bring them together in the context of the community of the body of Christ. You have a gift. God gave it to you. That means you have to use it. You say, well, I'm not real good at it. Well, practice, get better. That's what we're told to do. That's part of our stewardship. Improving the harvest. Improving our ability to use the gifts that He has given us. I titled today, Share and Share Alike. This isn't meant that, no, here's my toothbrush, give me your toothbrush. You know, it's more like, here's the gifts I have. Can I partake of your gifts? It's just coming together, sharing with each other those things. Because we can't do everything ourselves. Sometimes we try to be, you know, one man, an island. It gets pretty lonely. It gets pretty rocky, and you end up basically falling apart eventually. We're not made and wired to be by ourselves and try to do it on our own. Though, again, that's, you know, our society. Lone Ranger, yeah, no wrong. It's supposed to be Voltron. Yes, I should have a video, but we're not doing it. Because everybody get distracted by watching the cartoons. No, I was just too lazy to edit it down from a 10-minute clip down to a 2-minute clip. But we have gifts that God gave us for the purpose of not just for us, but as it said here in Scripture, for the body of Christ. And in particular, as we look in Ephesians, very end, verse 16 of the passage that we read, it says, "From the whole body, joined together and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." So each part is supposed to be doing its work, working together in love. Where are we taking our direction? From the head, which is verse 15. "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up in Him who is the head, that is Christ." So that's where we're taking our direction. As we work together, being the body of Christ. Voltron is just one of the dudes running around that's the head. Wrong. In the body of Christ, it's Christ that's the head. He's in charge. He's the one who gives the direction. And each of us is to be obedient. You know, if I have a disobedient body, you know, that's when I was having back spasms, you know, part. It's like, oh, yeah. David talks about it. Sometimes his fingers disobey him when he's trying to play guitar. Well, we all have those problems. But now let's take that a step further and say, do we want to be those problems to the body of Christ? See, that's poor stewardship. If I'm going to be the disobedient part of the body that's not listening to the head and doing what it is that He's directing me to do, then I'm a poor steward. Am I going to do what it is I want to do, or is I going to do what it is God wants to do? Chris was asking that question this morning. I love lead-ins like that. It shows me that God is speaking through us here in the body. I'm not the only one. He speaks through all of us. Some more than others. Some are the mouth. Some are the feet. Some of the hands. You get the picture. Have I beat that horse dead yet? Then why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we doing it as well as we could and should? So yeah, we get it. Do we? See, only this next year is going to tell. Ed was up here just a week or two ago telling us that he thinks this year God is going to pour out a blessing like He hasn't poured out on this church previously. This church has had some good years. Now it's had some bad years. We've got a varied history. But he feels that recent history anyways, that God is going to bless this place and use us. Now, blessing us isn't just about making us comfortable. Please remember that. It's not about making our lives easy. It's about making God's work profitable according to God's plan. Okay, God's work profitable according to God's plan, not Bruce's desires profitable according to Bruce's plan. Different things. Now, if I'm reading the Bible and seeking after God every day, maybe my desires and plans will become more and more and more in line with God's. But that's where I need to be taking my direction. He's the head. That's where we need to be doing it together here. When I first came here as pastor 9 years ago, Phyllis Horgan, I'm picking on you now. She'd been attending here for 30 years at that point. You know how many times she'd been asked to do something around here? Zero. Well, so I asked her to do something. She said, nobody's ever asked me to do something. I didn't know if I had anything to offer. I said, yes, you do. And for the last 9 years now, she's been doing the bulletin. It's not a nothing job. It takes a fair amount of time and effort. And it certainly frees me up so that I don't have to worry about that. She and Sue currently split that job up, so neither one of them is overburdened. Not just, well, it's Phyllis's job now, so we just leave it with Phyllis. No, we don't do that with one part of the body. We come alongside and help. We don't say it's just one part's body, job. It's all of our job, but more or lesser extent. Butch is up here leading worship. We each need to be singing. Sometimes he stands up here singing. He says, I don't see some people sing. Sometimes it's because they don't know the song. Sometimes it's because it's a different style than what they personally prefer. You know, some people like the videos. Some people like the hymns. Some people are quiet during the hymn. Some people are quiet during the other. It goes back and forth. There are some songs that everybody sings, just because they're favorites. But we can't always sing just the same song. Because then we'd probably not like that song if that's all we ever sing. Why am I saying that? Bringing that up. Because it's the body working together. See, as we come together and worship, that's one of the jobs that we have. In fact, it's probably the primary job that we have. To worship God. You have a gift. Taking that gift and not using it is like being the one kid that has the baseball and saying, well, I'm tired playing baseball, so I'm leaving and I'm going home. Nobody likes that kid. They're like, I want to play baseball, and he left. And the other two, you know, you got 17 other people. You know, if you got two teams of nine, if that's all you have. There's 17 other people. You know, one kid who had the ball, he left. Now they can't play. Well, they can stand out in the field. They can swing the bat. They can run around the bases. But if they don't have the ball, it's kind of silly and pointless, isn't it? Well, sometimes you don't realize you're the one that has that gift, that is that keystone gift, that important one. And if you don't bring your gift to the game, the rest of the people are sitting there going, oh, let's pretend to swing the bat. Let's pretend to play catch. And we can have fun doing that. Ever play pretend baseball? It can be real hoot. But it's still just silly. Now we need to bring our gifts so that everybody in the whole body can benefit from them. We need to learn to work with and love each other. Even when we have conflict. Because we will have conflict with one another. You're not always going to agree with me. I'm not always going to agree with you. Well, that's good because I'm not the one who's in charge. Jesus is. Remember that. That needs to be our key. His love is the love that we're supposed to be going through. Not. So that's good stewardship. Is finding your gift, learning how to use that gift, and bringing that gift to the body of Christ. Now, you don't need to learn how to get perfect with that gift before you bring it to the body of Christ. Anybody here ever watch a baby learn to walk? They fall down? Well, what if we said that, well, babies can't walk until the feet learn how to do everything right? Well, it doesn't work that way. It's like they got to learn how to operate the feet, and they got to learn where to put the hands and the head and the whole the butt. And, you know, they got the big diaper thing going there, and you know they got to get the balance in order to get the walk. And then they get better. And then, hey, I can stand on one foot. You know, I used to be good at that kind of stuff. Not so much anymore, but the whole body needs to come together, and we learn better together than we do off by ourselves. Because the hand can't practice walking without the feet, but the hand is involved with it, particularly if the body falls. So don't say, my gift isn't good enough. All the gifts are important. Right, Sue? Yes. Okay. Message delivered. You all have a gift that God gave you for the purpose of edifying the body. Hello, body. Church. That's what we're talking about. Whether it's this church individually at Northbrook, or whether we're talking the church, just everybody here in the Brooklyn Center that claims Jesus is Lord and Savior, or we're talking the church corporate worldwide. We each have to come together, part piece by piece by piece, and going off doing our own separate thing doesn't help. We need to come together under the head. And when we follow the head and use the gifts according to His direction, then we're good stewards. So let's seek to be good stewards. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You that You've given us each one a gift. Each one of us is important. Each part is essential to the body. Lord, might we recognize the gifts that You've given us, and might we be faithful in using them for Your glory. Not trying to hide them, not trying to hold them back from the rest for some reason, but instead, Lord, might we bring our gifts forward and say, Lord, what do You want us to do? How can we be good stewards of these gifts that You've given us? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.